you can be mentored by people who aren't alive.
100%. Because their stories still live. These muses are here. It's important to learn from them. Because you realize they're people just like us. They made mistakes just like us. And they kept going. We can do the same.
You know, they say we die twice. Once when the breath leaves our body, and once when the last person we know says our name.
And he would be shooting baskets in the dark because they hadn't even turned the lights on yet. He'd be there an hour, 2 hours before everybody. Everybody would be at breakfast, and he would show up fully sweated out, like he'd just done 3 hours of work, and before anybody did anything.
How much harder will you work in this offseason now to get back to the championship?
I push myself to exhaustion.
I play games with the flu. I play games with 102-degree fever, man.
Yeah, I made a promise to myself. I was going to work that hard every single day. When I do retire, I have no regrets. If I could work that hard every day, what would my career be?
Lower Merion High School in Pennsylvania.
This kid right here, mark my words,
it's going to be unbelievable.
There you see Kobe Bryant in the foreground, the man many have dubbed the next Michael Jordan.
Once it's so bad and he's willing to go to the extremes at the age of 34 and playing 38 minutes. That's ludicrous. He's cursed as much as I am.
He just wanted to get to the office of me and go one-on-one. I'm gonna make his ass work now.
It was fun to be out there.
This man played with a broken finger and won a championship.
To Garnett, back to Kobe.
Tears in my eyes.
And, you know, they're looking at you and stuff, and I'm like, you know, it's all right. Dad's going to be all right. Mm-hmm. We'll be fine. As a parent, you got to set the example. This obstacle cannot define me. It's not going to be responsible for me stepping away for the game that I love. I'm going to step away on my own terms.
We all have shit that we go through. We all have things that, obstacles that were in our way at some point or another. We all had doubt. But we chose. Using the darker emotions, the anger or resentment or frustration and sadness, using that as a weapon.
No matter what happens, the storm eventually ends. And when the storm does end, you want to make sure that you're ready. I've really learned to put one foot in front of the other, because eventually that storm passes.
Times when you get up early and you work hard, those times when you don't feel like working, you're too tired, you don't want to push yourself, but you do it anyway. That is actually the dream.
I didn't know if I could do it. You know, it was my daughter who kind of put things in perspective for me, Gianna. She's now 13, and she was like, well, you know, you always tell us to go for it.
We're not on this stage just because of talent or ability. We're up here because of 4 a.m. We're up here because of 2-a-days or 5-a-days. We're up here because we had a dream and let nothing stand in our way. If anything tried to bring us down, we used it to make us stronger. We were never satisfied, never finished. We'll never be retired.
That's how you have to be if you want to be a winner. There's just no way around it.
Rest at the end, not in the middle. And I took that to heart. My next dream is to be honored one day for inspiring the next generation of athletes to have a dream, sacrifice for it, and never, ever rest in the middle.
Uncommon amongst uncommon people.
Yesterday was supposed to be a celebratory day, and then we got tragic news about Kobe Bryant, and everything changed in a second. Life is short, and it's fragile, and we don't know how many birthdays we have, so celebrate life. And if you haven't told someone you love them, do it now. Do it. Tell people you love them. Call your friends, text your friends, hug them, kiss them.
And when I took it to the Laker game, we just had so much fun because for the first time I was seeing the game through her eyes.
And she had such a great time. And as a father, you just...
That's all you want. That's all you can ask for.
No one knows how much time we have. That's why we must live in the moment. We must enjoy the moment.
It was her, like she was having such a good time and the players were coming up and saying hi to her and, you know, and Brian was talking about her fadeaway and all, you know.
We must reach and see and spend as much time as we can with our families and friends and the people that we absolutely love.
The most important thing in life is how your career moves and touches those around you and how it carries forward to the next generation. Do you realize that's what makes true greatness?